at Nate Oates, UB basketball coach in the house with myself, Degenerate Al, Topher, and producer Burrs. Rock bottom, great specials here. Bills games, 50 cent wings, $4 Goose Bombers. Sabres games, 2-for-1 apps, 250 Bud Lights.
What about the UB games? What's our special?
$5 personal pizzas, I think.
Okay, cool. I'm good with that.
So, Nate, how you doing tonight? This is what, your fourth show today? Third show?
Third. Save the best for last, you know.
Love it.
And I made you guys look good, too. See, I came dressed down. You guys looking sharp. I made you look even better.
Well, after seeing the sideline for the past couple of years, I thought I had to step my game up a little bit.
Yeah, you should have told me. We could have had a contest.
So, let's get right into this. Nate.
Hold on a second, though. I got introductions before the show, and now I got all these new names. Like,
I was just going to say that. You gave me a look.
I mean, who? I was like, that's not what his name was.
We'll start over.
So what am I supposed to just call him?
Chris Topher, it doesn't matter.
Chris or Topher, either Topher, one?
Do you know where Topher comes from, though?
No,
most people don't get
no,
that. So it's
no
Christopher
idea.
Without Chris.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's hiding in plain sight.
I'm
not
smart enough to figure that out. So
that's
so
okay. No worries.
Okay, Christopher, I got you.
Okay, so yeah. When you see me at a UB game,
am I supposed
I'm
to be
Alex.
Degenerate or
Degenerate
just,
L. Degenerate
so
L.
Are you just Alex or are you Degenerate Al?
Degenerate L.
Okay.
We go by that?
Al and Chris, I'm good. Here we go.
All right.
We're on.
So, Nate, I've been going to UB games now since 2003, 2004 with my father. Going to Cleveland every year, and I have never seen a roster this deep and this good in my entire time being a fan of this team. How do you do it?
You know what? I mean, Coach Hodgson's been pretty good with the recruitment, but we spend a lot of time. We've been talking a lot of recruiting today just because signing day was yesterday, so it's the first day we can officially talk about the recruits with the rules. So the three new ones coming are really good. I mean, the ones we just got we got five new guys this year.
Mm-hmm.
All five of them will play and be significant parts of it. And then,
oh, yeah.
You know, I feel like we've kind of got it down. We don't recruit a ton of guys. Like, we kind of narrow in on who we want, and then we just go get it done. So we've been pretty fortunate that we've been able to get it done. I don't know. Brian does a really good job. I feel like I still recruit like an assistant. I kind of said that from day one. I was an assistant. I got the head job. I'm going to keep recruiting like an assistant. And I've been on the road, not quite as much as Brian, but I've been on the road quite a bit in the fall. And we got a pretty good class coming in again next year. We had a really good class coming this year. And I think all five of those guys that are new are going to contribute heavily, like I said.
Definitely.
So what are you and Brian looking for in these recruits? Like, you had a big offseason with Jonathan Milt Williams, Ronaldo Segu, Javion Hamlet. What are you looking for? I mean, these guys are from, geographically, we got one from Rochester, upstate New York. We got Orlando, Memphis. Are you looking for, like, needs with the team in the year they're going to be on the team, or are you just looking for the best available and honing in on them?
No, we knew we needed a point guard because we had a little bit of point guard issues last year. You know, Bearden left us unexpectedly a couple summers ago. So I got Wes, which he's going to be great for us this year, but he's a senior, so we had to get somebody to replace him. So we targeted a high school point guard, and we really only had the one senior. So we thought, you know, maybe we were only going to have one in the class, and some stuff came about. We're going to need more than one, obviously. But we targeted Rondo early, and Brian. So we wanted a high school point guard. We wanted a junior college kind of combo guard that can play some point, that has experience, but that can also score. Because we're trying to move a little bit smaller, play more small ball, spread out, four out, one in, you know, or have length that can play on the perimeter, like Jeremy Harris. So, like, we've got a way we want to play, and we got to recruit to fit that, but we also needed to get some point guards. And then Jonathan's that mismatch nightmare that Blake kind of was his first year with us, that Jeremy's hopefully going to be this year. And if we can add a few of those guys to where they're just too big for wings in our league to guard, but way too quick and athletic for bigs in our league to guard, I like those guys a lot. And Jonathan being right up the road and Brian doing an unbelievable job recruiting him and building that relationship, that made complete sense that we take him. So we kind of targeted what we need, and we just go find the best kids we think we can get. I don't recruit 20 kids as a coach. I literally this fall recruited four kids, and we got three of the four. So,
so people need to realize that this was the best recruiting class in UB history, number 56. This is pretty impressive. I mean, we've got some big-time recruits before. What, Turner Battle was probably the best one in UB history before this. I mean,
before we got here, I think he was the top one. And, I mean, Bearden was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I would think, and we didn't get Wes Clark out of high school, so it's a little different. But, I mean, Wes was like a borderline top 50 kid in high school. So, but if you're talking about right out of high school, I mean, my guess would be Jonathan would be the top kid now.
He's a four-star recruit, number three in New York State. I got to ask you, what are you going to do with all these guards? I mean, are we going to see a lot of four-guard starting lineups? I mean, it's – I mean, especially 2017, 2018, you have seven, eight that could compete to play and start?
Yeah, no, it's true. We are going to play a lot of guards. I like playing four. That's why to get bigger guards – I mean, even Javion's like 6'3". So, you know, Rondo, we want to play fast, for one. Rondo's the fastest kid we saw. And when he's got the ball in his hands, it's going from point A to point B in a hurry. So he gives us that one. And Devontae's a fast kid too. So we kind of have two, both from Florida, but two point guards that both play fast. And Rondo's got the thing on a rope, and he doesn't turn the ball over. And that's one thing we had trouble with last year, is just all of our turnovers. Even this year in some of the exhibitions, our turnovers have been an issue. And Rondo, I mean, he's flashy, but he's solid where he doesn't turn it over. So – that was big, but we can play four guards.
True point guard, right?
Yeah, he's a true one.
Okay.
I mean, he can score, you know, but he's really trying to make his teammates better. Everybody's going to love him here. He's a great kid. But I do think we can play four guards if we got big ones. Now, if
you count 6'7",
like you count Jeremy's a guard. Jonathan's
six. Oh,
yeah, forward, but he can guard four men on the other team. So if you got a guy that can play a perimeter or a guard position and can guard the other team's four, I think that's a mismatch nightmare, and that's what we'd like to see a lot of.
So, like I said, with all the competition at that guard, small forward area, I know that you take a lot of pride in defense. So, obviously, you have CJ and Dante, who are very good defenders. Who has impressed you the most this offseason with their defensive intensity?
Devontae Jordan's picked it up tremendously. He's not quite at Carruthers' level, but he's pretty good. So I think he's going to impress some people. He's been great. Perkins is picking it up, to be honest with you. He's, like, really engaged, focused, leadership. He's there. Well, I mean, I coached Wes in high school, so nothing with Wes really surprises me. But I think maybe some other people in the program might have been surprised by how good he was on D. I mean, he's just a tough kid that doesn't want to lose games and does anything he possibly can to make sure he wins. So – defense obviously comes with that. So he's going to be between Wes, I mean, Dante being the best defensive player in the conference, but Dante, Wes, CJ, Devontae, those are some really good guys. And then Javon Graves and James Reese are both great athletes that should be great defenders in time, and they just have to figure everything out, and they're getting a lot better on the defensive end now, though.
So you said you would go along with four guard sets or four guard starting lineups. Do you see yourself playing any full court press, knowing that you can obviously players can get fatigued, but you got guys that can come off the bench right away?
Yeah, we are. You know what? We are. We've kind of put in this year, not necessarily like zone full court trap, but like man to man, just get up in guys, try to wear them down, knowing we've got depth, and hopefully some other teams don't have depth. We've been doing a lot more of that with Carruthers, particularly Devontae, just having different guys get up and pressure the ball full court.
Got to take advantage of that. And before we get to Topher's next question, is there any chance that you guys, maybe not this year, but next year, white and blue platoons like Kentucky and Calipari? I mean, I'm not joking, 10, 11 deep.
We haven't talked about it. I don't see myself doing it, but shoot, who knows? Maybe experiment with it a little bit. I mean, if you've got 10 guys that all deserve to play a lot of minutes, it's not a bad idea. It's just you got some guys that really – in order to do that, you have to have 10 that are kind of pretty even.
Yeah, I feel it.
We got a couple that need to be on the floor 30-plus minutes, so I don't see that happening.
So looking at the first half of the schedule this year, we got Canisius, the Buffalo rivalry, coming up. I know Al mentioned this before the show. He was wondering, who's taking off their coat first this Saturday? Is it you or Reggie? Who's ripping it off first?
We got the over-under at the 16-minute mark. Someone's ripping their jacket off.
I I don't really take mine off. I can't remember the last time I took it. Maybe in the locker room.
You don't like black out though randomly and just do random stuff?
I mean, I stomp on the ground. My wife doesn't like it when I do that. I don't remember ripping jet. I did that in high school maybe a couple times. I don't really. So probably I would bet with Reggie doing that before I would. I don't know. I don't really know if he does that.
Reggie was known for that at UB.
Okay, well, then it'll probably happen for him before
definitely.
Me.
Definitely.
All right, but looking at the first half of the schedule before conference play starts, we got a couple big trips. We got the Cayman Classic. We got the one that I can speak for Al and myself, circling on the calendar, December 19th. The Dome, Syracuse. What are you thinking for that game? Is it more of like a litmus test kind of where the team's at? A lot of people are pointing out it's close to Christmas. A lot of Syracuse students are gonna be home, tucked in their beds. They're done with exams. They pulled a lot of all nighters. They're home.
So the real question is, do you beat Syracuse by 20 or 30?
Yeah, this is all recorded live. I can't. We're going to leave that one alone. Hey, but if the Syracuse students aren't going to be there, we ought to be able to get True Blue out in full form. Right?
We're already looking at tickets.
There we go.
I already got a half day Tuesday, off day Wednesday.
That's what I'm talking about.
We'll be there.
So, I mean, that's going to be a great game. I just, and barring us getting a waiver for Wes, that'll be his first game.
Yep.
So that'll be a good one for him to open up with in a UB uniform. So
you excited to be sitting across from a guy like Jim Boeheim?
I mean, I coached against Cal Perry and Krzyzewski and some pretty good coaches.
Boeheim.
Boeheim's pretty good. He's got a couple wins under his belt. Couple more than me, I think. So it'll be fun.
So what are your thoughts on Keith Dambrot finally leaving the MAC, going to Duquesne?
That was great. You know what?
Great for the MAC, right? Every other school is celebrating that.
Man, I'm even tighter with Keith now than I was a year ago. So. It was even better that he took a lot of players with him. So, Akron's got a great program, and John's going to do a good job there. Just hopefully for a year or two, it'll take a step back. But who knows? They might be pretty good.
All right, so another thing we want to talk about, take us inside the UB Bulls locker room. Who is the most vocal guy in there currently right now on this team?
You know what? CJ's the guy that's been here the longest that – has the most credibility, that speaks up most often. Like, he's that guy. Nick's doing a really good job picking it up, like really figuring out. I've really been impressed with Nick over the last month. Ken is like he looks like the father.
The gentle giant. Like
yeah, I mean, he's like, he's got a lot of wisdom. He's a little bit more seasoned, older.
He reminds me of that Xavier Ford type.
A little bit, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so I can all speak up and guys listen. The other one that's really, like, on the floor leader and is really intelligent, smart, and just a natural leader is Wes Clark. It's his first year here, but he has no problem speaking up. So Devontae Jordan's another kid that'll speak his mind too, which I like. You know, when you talk about point guards, you got Wes and Devontae and CJ, and they'll all speak up, which is a great combination.
So the thing that's taking Buffalo sports by storm right now, I'm wearing the Bills hat. The process. Trust the process. We got the sign standing over there. Do you have anything like that in the locker room with the UB athletics in general, with recruiting?
That's McDermott's thing now, right?
Yeah, you know, McDermott gives players dirt after games and stuff. But what do you do with your players?
Defend your dirt? Do you throw dirt on the court?
You know what? So our big thing that we've kind of, I guess if the dirt deal is, so we've got this a hard hat. So we call it blue collar points. So diving on the floor, taking charges, you know, rebounds, deflections, stuff that doesn't show up in every box score. So every game we give the hard hat to the guy that won the blue collar board. So like Montel McRae got it last game. Devontae Jordan had it the game before. Like Carruthers consistently got it last year. So he's got a few guys that challenging him for the blue collar, the hard hat. So that's kind of our... We got blue collar mentality on the back of some T-shirts. So that's kind of been our deal. Okay. So that would be our thing.
So one last question going back into the locker room. You said he was the most vocal. After that MAC championship, you were there. You were dabbing in there, right? You were dabbing in that locker room. There was a nice gif of you. Who is the best dancer on the this UB Bulls team?
Jeff.
I don't go to the clubs with our guys.
No,
so I don't really...
dancing in the locker room after a big win.
I mean, me. I'm definitely not. That would be – I'm like the worst. Perk probably, you know, right? Didn't we see Perk getting all down after
Oh, yeah.
Perk can probably get down. You'd have to ask the guys that question. My vote would be Perk right now. But maybe new guys. Maybe – shoot, you know who's a great athlete? Reese. Reese might be able to dance a little bit. He's a pretty good athlete. I don't know. We'll have to – I'll let you know after we win a few games and they dance in the locker room.
So, got to ask you, what's the deal with James Jones?
He – couple days ago we had a meeting and he had some personal issues and he decided he kind of left the team due to personal reasons, so that's about as much as I can say right now.
Yeah, the only reason why I asked that is because I was on ESPN.com. They had Reese on the roster, and then the UB Athletics site did not have his name on the roster. I noticed he didn't play against Damon, so I was just – I did not know what was going on with that.
Yeah, he's had a few personal issues and he just – he's not on the team currently.
Okay.
Still enrolled in school, but just not on the team. So, and that's about as much as I can say on that deal.
Awesome. No issue. Topher?
Let's talk about Nate Oates, the man, for a couple minutes here. Successful high school coach in Michigan, came to UB. What was it like when you first came to Buffalo? What were your initial thoughts, you know, of the Buffalo area, not as a coach at UB in the MAC and in college, Buffalo area?
We love it. I mean, so initially I came out. You know, I was a high school coach in Detroit. All my I got three daughters. They were all born in the Detroit area. My wife and daughters were back. I had started right at the end of the school year. I finished up at Romulus and then came. So I actually stayed in the dorms my first summer here as an assistant. Then the girls came out. My family came out. We were having a house built, so we had to stay in a condo like for a couple months, and a two-bedroom condo, so all the girls were in one bedroom, we had the other, but we got out, got to enjoy it, and then, you know, 2 years as an assistant, we got to know the area a little bit. My wife really likes it here, she's made some friends, my daughters all have friends here, our neighborhood's great, we live on Grand Island, like, I love the area. So, and when I got to be a head coach, you know, the salary went up a little bit, we splurged, and I got a boat, so now we keep a boat on
Lake Erie?
We go down to Lake Erie. We keep it on Grand Island on a marina. It's a great area to boat. Summers are unbelievable here, and the winters haven't been too bad. Shoot, I grew up in Wisconsin. I lived 11 years in Detroit, so the winters are
you know, it's all the same.
Know what it's
like. You're a Rust Belt guy. Detroit, Buffalo. Spent a lot of time in Cleveland for the MAC tournament.
There you go. Yep.
What do you think of Cleveland as the MAC tournament city? Do you like it down there?
I don't mind it there.
Do you mind it?
No, I like it there. I mean, it's central. Get a decent crowd playing the Cavs. Arena. I like it. It's not too far from Buffalo. We seem to get a pretty good crowd down there when we make it to the championship. So hopefully we got a big crowd down there this year again. You guys all seem to be tanked up when you're in the queue.
Oh, we love
it. We're down there Wednesday night.
There you go.
So you say you bought a boat. You're splurging a little bit here in Buffalo. So does that mean you might be like long-term Buffalo head coach?
I mean, I don't plan on leaving.
Love it.
Yeah, let's win a few.
Let's keep going.
Championships and keep it rolling, right?
I kind of showed me his ring. He's like, I want two more.
That'd be great.
I want two more before he leaves.
I could have used. You know, I got a couple. I need a few more. We got to be able to put them.
Let's fill that whole hand.
There you go.
What's the deal with the kind of time frame?
Middle of December. Still got about 3 to 4 weeks. He's just started doing skill work. Nothing live for a couple more weeks yet.
So he'll be back for the only season that matters.
Correct.
Perfect. So, Nate Oates, thank you very much. Big game, Canisius, 1 o'clock on Saturday at Alumni Arena.
You guys will be there?
Oh, 100%.
Right in the front row, right?
We got mimosas and breakfast at my place, 10 a.m. Saturday morning.
That's what I'm talking about.
And we'll be heading straight there.
If you want to stop by before the game.
Topher and Degenerate, ready to roll Saturday at 1. All right, thanks, fellas. You guys have a good night.
Thank you very much. Everyone, thank you for joining us. Rock Bottom, thank you very much once again. Good night now.